Hey, listeners, Becky here. I took this week off to let Sam, Dan, and Dave have fun at the mics, and, well, things got a little silly. So what resulted is our first blooper reel. I thought we should use this as a pay-to-play extra, you know, to raise some funds for the show, but Sam wasn't really too keen on the idea. So here it is, free of charge. If listening to it moves you to kick in a fiver or two, our production team could really use the boost for some of the things that we've got planned. Go to askanatheist.tv and click on the yellow button to contribute. So without further ado, here's the very R-rated, Renaissance statue-inspired blooper reel from this week's episode. And for the record, talking to me while I'm at the mirror is acceptable. Talking to me while I'm in the stall is not.
Oh, you know what? You know what will make me feel better? I'm jumping all over the place here.
Hey, jump away.
But,
jump around.
Where?
Jump around. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay. My last name is Mulvey. You know how sick of that guy in the...
What?
House of Pain.
Oh.
90s.
Yeah. Right.
Irish.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Got it.
I saw them live once.
I just remember that when I played Mortal Kombat
I'm sorry. Did you?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm like... What you said words, they're not translating in my head.
Sorry. Did you?
It was an accident. They were part of a festival concert. And
how were they?
Yeah, they were all right. I hated rap then. I'm better with rap and hip hop now. Okay. I actually wish I could go back and re-experience to give a full accounting of...
Yeah.
Give them their proper due, but... Basically, we're going to make a law just to see if it works.
Yep.
We're going to throw things at the wall and see what sticks. At how much? Just how much is the court going to let us erode Roe v. Wade?
Yeah, how much can... he's basically literally saying, how much can I get away with?
Yeah.
It's a miscarriage of justice.
You couldn't even finish it. That was. That's your own body.
I started to say it, and I was just like, abort mission.
Your own body is conspiring against you. Man, sometimes puns are just that bad.
So, there's upsides and downsides to this story.
On the way.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know hospitals.
I know this is one of those questions that, politicians hate because it's got nuance in it. It's like their kryptonite. But these are actual lives we're talking about here. And not like pretend parasite lives. Like actual human beings with names and social security numbers.
Right.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
With identities.
Yeah.
And families.
And what happens,
possibly student loans.
Possibly, yeah.
If you're
back taxes.
Yeah. And let's say you're...
What I'm saying is that they're income opportunities.
That's right.
Because that's the only thing we care about. Oh, wait, wrong show.
Zing. But part of joining the global community is accepting that other people have different values than you, and that's okay. And so when you go visit them, you get to learn their culture.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to... whitewash it for you?
Yeah, so, that works.
So that's kind of my stance. But I just think the thing's funny. This is coming from the country that had the Great Castration.
Great Castration.
Do you know about the Great Castration? Okay, so there was a pope about 500 years ago who was suddenly decided he was offended by all the penises on statues.
Oh, the chiseled dicks!
So, yeah, he had them all chiseled off and replaced with fig leaves.
Wow.
I got up this morning. I got up from the couch and I said, I'm doing the show tomorrow. At some point today, I'm going to shout the phrase chiseled dick into an RE20.
I'm glad to help you fulfill your life dreams.
Yeah. That's like something Robin would say on an episode of Batman. Chiseled dicks, Batman.
Holy chiseled dicks, Batman.
It was the Pope.
It was. Oh, I wish I could put this in the episode. I'll have to cut it out and put it somewhere else. Much like they did with the dicks. Yeah!
Wait. I feel like we need to hear...
In a world where the dicks have been chiseled off of Renaissance art.
Oh, man. Okay, let's get this done. All right, I want to talk about this story. There is some humor in it, but it's kind of sad. No, it's mostly sad.
The bathroom is a tradition, but I don't think...
I've never actually seen that.
Oh, I've
never witnessed it.
I've seen that, definitely. Yeah. But I feel like that...
now there's been a man trained to the back.
I
didn't mean it.
Let's just repeat that. Man trained to the bathroom.
Okay, I think. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, there has been a man trained to the bathroom.
I have been assisted to the bathroom a few times. I'll put that out there. But at this point, are you surprised?
Here's the thing about the girls' group trip to the bathroom is I don't believe that it's.
All right, so in other news, a video has surfaced of a man apparently trying to stab a priest before getting stopped by the word of God. The video, which was filmed at Pentecostal IPUC, Bosa Church in Bogota, Colombia, I'm assuming that stands for something, shows a man jumping up from his chair during a service and pulling a knife on the priest. The unidentified man falls to the ground when the priest turns and says, "There is power in the name of Jesus," repeatedly. Father Pedro Pablo Martin told a local radio station that the footage is authentic, saying what happened was a display of the power of God protecting us all. Critics claim that the entire video was staged as a publicity stunt.
You know, the giveaway was the smoke machine and the theme song intro.
I am a real Colombian.
I was going to say, as a priest, he probably shouldn't use History of Rock and Roll Part 2. I think that was a fairly poor choice. Now, does that even qualify as a joke?
So, So apparently the guy showed up before and told the priest, "I'm going to stab you." And the priest says, "Listen to my sermon first. Have a seat." And dude had a seat.
Wait, now he said that? That's what happened? The guy says, "I'm going to stab you." And, you know, wait for the
Listen to my sermon, sit down. And then the guy did. And then guy clearly, like, stands up and makes a production when you watch the video of, "I'm going to stab you. I came here to chew bubblegum and stab priests." I'm all out of bubblegum. And so, and then when it came to the questions like, "Are you pressing charges?" He said, "No, we are going to leave his fate in God's hands." It's like, oh, so he's a buddy of yours.
Okay, here we go. So,
just for kicks, there's a certain population of people that might think of something crazy like, "I'm going to stab a priest," who might be fairly suggestible.
I don't buy it.
Okay.
Not suggestible enough that he's up running towards a priest with a knife and the priest turns around and says something, he's going to stop and collapse. Like, that's real suggestible.
Okay, yeah, that's true. I'm going to stab you. He's like, "Dude, the power of Christ compels you to take a seat and wait till the end of the sermon." That I'd buy. You know, it's like, okay, that was just a suggestible dude. There's no supernatural, either way, no supernatural power required.
Right.
So when does this guy show up on WWE?
Would he be a heel or a face?
Oh, man.
I think he would be a face healer.
Hey!
Dyslexic puns.
This is Ask an Atheist with me, Sam Mulvey. With me was Dan and Dave. I'd like to thank Becky, who's likely going to murder me. I'd like to thank everybody else. You can go to our website, askanatheist.tv. You can email us at questions at askanatheist.tv. You can Twitter us at askanatheistwa. Our voicemail is 844-753-7842. I might be back.